The Franchise Geeks present Social Geek Radio. Hello, geeks, and Happy New Year. Jack Munson here, your social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey and Franchise Soft. And today, I should mention, is the first episode of Season 10 of Social Geek Radio, or maybe that's Season X. Maybe we'll confuse people the way the iPhone did last year. And in order to celebrate the opening of Season 10 and get us ready for 2019, I wanted to bring in one of our favorite returning contributors. It's Angela Cote of Cultivate Advisors. Angela, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Jack. Can you believe it?
2019. Wow. Here we are. I hope everybody had a happy and safe New Year's Eve. Angela, I hope you had a good time. And now I think people are maybe getting ready to watch a little football, watching the parades at home and listening to Social Geek, perhaps with a Bloody Mary or in your neck of the woods, as they call it, a Bloody Caesar.
Yep, that's the Canadian version.
Join Cultivate Advisors.
Yeah, so yeah, it's been amazing getting to know everybody in the company and what we're doing is really exciting. It's what I suspected when I started talking with the company. Very energetic and results driven team of people that really are just super passionate about helping business owners with scaling and growing. And of course, that includes the franchise world. And so what I'm having the opportunity to do is work with franchisors. I still work with early franchisors. So people that are looking at, either whether they should franchise their business or they've started and they're realizing they need a little help. And then the other area that I'm working with and I'm really excited about is established franchisors who have field support, but they could use a little bit of extra support, like as an extension of their field support team. So we have programs that we run where we maybe do like a monthly 1 hour peer development meeting where we get all their franchisees on a call and facilitate, a skill training, micro burst of skill training. And then we have the opportunity for all the franchisees to collaborate and talk about their challenges. So that's just one example, but we've got that and other leadership training for franchisees. So I feel like I landed in the perfect place.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And I really wanted to talk about that field support role today and coaching out in the field for small business owners and marketing out in the field, especially in franchising. But tell me, how do we define this role? I think a lot of people still refer to it as a franchise business coach or, some other sort of term. Tell me what that is all about, because I know you've experienced this as a franchisor and as a franchisee, and you've been one, you've worked with many. Tell me what this role is really all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been, that's right. I've lived and breathed it on all the sides, I guess. So the role is really all about, supporting the franchisees to be profitable and be happy. And, it's such a critical role because becoming a franchisee, you invest, often your life savings into the business. And, you're becoming a business owner, and it can be, sometimes it's, you need actually somebody to help support you almost in a therapy way. So yeah. that role of being a business coach, helping with everything from, your budgeting and your cash flow projections to your marketing and everything in between, how to use the software in the company and how to stay happy, positive, and excited about what you're doing.
And we typically call them a business coach these days. Some people may, depending upon where they're at or what systems they're in, may refer to it as a few other terms, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up just so we're clear. There seems to be a few different terms. And back when I was in the role, we called it a field consultant. And then when I became a franchisee and we went through, we had a few various field consultants come through. We always secretly called them behind the scenes the field insultant. So, so we don't want that. That means that they weren't doing their job correctly. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if that's why the word got phased out, but I think franchise business coaches are really, it makes a lot of sense. You know, you're coaching people to help them be successful. I've also heard the term area manager, which I'm not a big fan of personally, but
Yeah, that has a little bit of a Walmart ring to it.
Yeah. Sounds very corporate. And
regional manager. Yes. Assistant to the regional manager.
Yeah, and I'm the boss of you. Yeah. Sounds like I'm the boss of you. And I think we kind of talked about calling this episode, didn't we say, franchisees are not employees.
Yeah.
Right? So you're calling them the manager.
Yeah. I love that idea of some corporate folk may, and quite frankly, politicians may think of franchisees as employees. And I can't think of anything that would make a business owner more angry than that, right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So I don't like the manager term. I think franchise business coaches is a good one.
That's perfect. So let's talk about the franchise business coach. What are the challenges with having, you know, the wrong person in this role as the franchise business coach? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, Jack.
Okay.
What do you think? Are you ready? It's a quiz. You're ready.
I'm not ready, but hit me anyway. I don't know the answer to this question, but it won't stop me from answering it.
Well, try anyway, and we'll test your understanding of franchising with this one. So what do you think is the number one driver of franchise company growth?
Growth. I would say happy and satisfied franchisees.
Right. Ding, ding, ding.
All right.
Yes. So you can't grow a franchise if the franchisees are not happy, profitable, and satisfied.
Yeah.
So then what do you think is one of the most critical roles in a franchise?
I'm going to cheat and I'm going to just guess it's the person out in the field, the business coach.
Of course, right? Okay. So what I'm getting at is that, you know, so in franchising, I think this role just so often gets overlooked. And franchisors, you know, they bring in somebody to put in that role. Well, there's sort of two scenarios. One is that early on, you know, they don't really value the role enough to designate somebody. So they sort of piecemeal it together and they end up with a person that specializes in marketing is coaching the franchisees how to do marketing, but they don't really understand the franchise relationship.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
You have,
we do see a lot of that. We see a lot of, you know, specialists from an area, but they're not specialists in the business model.
And they're not specialists in coaching people. They don't have necessarily coaching skills. They maybe have marketing skills, or they maybe have skills with the financial side, but they don't actually really understand, you know, what they're doing. Like that, these franchisees invested their life savings, and you know, it's a really big role. The other, so I said there are sort of two areas. One is the early where it's pieced together, and that causes lots of challenges. And then the other is with the more established franchisors. What I see a lot of is that the people side gets forgotten. And I think that happens if you think about it, you know, franchising, we always talk about systemizing things. And it's great to have systems in place and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to support franchisees. But we have to remember that franchisees, you know, do need to be treated as individuals. And what's kind of interesting about this is back at the IFA of last year, well, 2018, I was actually on a panel where we had, we talked about tailoring your field visit to the individual franchisee's needs. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I saw the topic, I was like, yeah, it's a little bit of a conundrum because you're trying to systemize, but yet you're trying to recognize individual franchisee needs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I see this happen in the more established franchise systems where, that people side gets a little bit forgotten and it gets a little bit like corporate, like you said, Walmart, you know, and it just, if people aren't thinking about that, these are human beings who need compassion and support.
Yeah. I like that idea of customizing the local work for that local owner much more than, trying to fit that person into a program. You know, your marketing can be part of a program, your, you know, day-to-day business activities can be part of a program, but the people are still going to be individuals that are probably not going to change their habits.
Yeah, they, of course. So they have their different needs and they need to be treated, you know, appropriately with that. So yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about the coach. What are some traits of a good coach? If you were bringing more coaches in and sending them out to see me as a franchisee out there, what type of person or what types of skills and characteristics do you see in a really good coach?
Yeah, that's a great question. And what makes this so fun and interesting for me is that I, you know, having been in the role, and I might've said this, you know, you've probably heard me say this before, but I always think it's hilarious. I was, you know, 20-year-old female boss's daughter showing up at, you know, these male franchisees, the older male franchisees who had invested their life savings. And I was like, hi, I'm here to tell you how to run your business. and they're like, they're like, well, what risk have you ever taken in your life? You know, what do you know about running a business? And I'm like, well, I went to university. Right?
I read it in a book. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Come on. I know what I'm talking about. So the reason I bring that up is I got put through the ringer, and, you know, my dad always said, you don't have to work twice as hard and people are watching you. So, you know, when I talk about what the traits are in a good business coach, it's from a lot of it's from having to figure it out and then being a franchisee. You know, but I guess one of the big things is, well, there's so many, but being energetic is important because, you really have to try to help keep the franchisees energy, you know, energy high and keep them, you know, I don't know. Hopefully that's okay if I say this, but you got to help them keep their head out of their ass.
Yeah. 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 That's perfectly right? Fine. I think we get that. Yeah.
You know, they get, you know, they get kind of caught up in some of the challenges, and you got to help them remember why they're doing this and, you know, use your positive energy with them. And on that note, also have a level of compassion for them. You know, when they are upset because they're maybe not as profitable as they thought they were going to be at that point, or, you know, they're having turnover, you know, challenges and turnover happens, whether you're a great leader or not, it can happen. Especially in entry level, you know, somebody wants to go off and go touring around Europe. Yeah.
Well, and especially these days too, the hiring is becoming quite a challenge everywhere.
Especially entry, right? So a lot of franchisees are hiring for. So having that level of compassion saying, okay, and being a good listener, you know, compassion and being a good listener and saying, oh, I hear you. That must be challenging. And rather than making them feel bad about, you know, when they need to vent. So really being compassionate, being a good listener, definitely some business acumen helps. But, you know, business, they don't necessarily, I would say that having the business skills, that's the trainable stuff. You know, mm-hmm. I always love the idea of hiring for attitude and training for skills.
Right.
So just some level of business acumen is good, but really more important that they have these other traits. They need to be a good leader. And by that, I mean, they need to lead through influence and lead through role modeling. So a good example of this was back in the day when I was, you know, in my early days of being a franchisee, we had a field consultant, we called them back then, come into one of our stores, and he would come in and he would start talking, you know, talking kind of to the employees without talking to me first. And he would not, you know, our stores had a sales counter. So he would not go behind the counter and actually serve customers. So, you know, it was like an authoritative position and that didn't work. You know, we need somebody that's going to role model and say, I'll jump in and, you know, serve customers, I'll sweep floors. Like when we saw people do that, that's when they won us over.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like the regional manager who's not going to go behind the counter ever.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's the exact difference right there, right? Like getting in there, role modeling, leading through influence. And then somebody that understands that the role is about, you know, teaching skills. Like the person needs to be able to teach the skills to the franchisee. You know, one thing that franchisors often get wrong is they really focus on the technical prowess of the role of being a franchisee instead of the soft skills.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need that franchise business coach to really understand how to teach those soft skills. Like, how do you create buy-in with employees? how do you handle conflict resolution? At Cultivate Advisors, we're big fans of situational leadership, the concept of situational leadership, where you determine what, you know, what the actual person, the person that you are leading, what they actually need, as opposed to just trying to lead a certain way. So sometimes when we lead, we delegate. Sometimes when we lead, we do more coaching. But to figure out what we're working with is, you know, super important. So we would, you know, we teach that to franchisees.
And something you said there really struck me, that a lot of these coaches that maybe could use some improvement focus too much on a franchisee's technical capabilities and so forth. You mean like, you know, do they know how to use some piece of software right?
Exactly,
or not?
Yeah.
Or are they filling out the report the right way or something like that? And it's like, exactly. I mean, those things are important. I understand it's part of the process, but you could be pretty lousy with technology and pretty lousy with the reporting, but run an awesome business that's making money.
Exactly,
and,
right?
And I think I'd take that franchisee any day over somebody who, you know, knows the software pretty well, but they're not good at running a business.
Exactly, yeah. And I mean, I guess what it really comes, I think the big theme here is leadership, like from that the franchise business coach understands that they need to be a good leader and they need to transfer those skills to the franchisees by, you know, influencing and training them as well. So, you know, I love the concept of soft skills and I think that that's really what often gets missed. And I think, you know, we alluded a little bit to, you know, corporate America. And I, what happens a lot is that these franchisors, you know, they've never done this before. I'm not blaming them. And that's why they should get some help from, you know, a franchise, you know, advisor, but you know, or any franchise, they should have somebody that understands franchising, help them figure this out because they've never done it before and they treat it like a pretty junior position. And they, you know, they send these like me. I mean, when I was out in the field, I was not experienced and I had to learn it. And that's what happens. And often it doesn't work out. It worked out in my case, but it doesn't always work out. And so, you know, they've got this person that's, you know, talking again, like talking to the franchisees as if they're employees, because these people that don't have these soft skills can't figure out how to get the franchisee to be compliant. Mm-hmm. And hitting them over the head with a hammer isn't going to work.
Yeah. Using the stick instead of the carrot, not a good idea with Z's. I want to talk about marketing and marketing support in this role. We talked about the business coach getting behind the counter, and, you know, kind of showing everybody what they can do. But let's talk about maybe getting the business owner out from behind the counter and getting them out into the marketplace and, you know, networking and all of that kind of good stuff, but also maybe getting some help so they're not stuck doing the marketing, because that might not be a skill that they're great at.
Is that
a place where the business coach can jump in?
Oh yeah. You know, probably the number one complaint I hear from franchisors or concern is that their franchisees are not out, you know, building business.
Yeah.
You know, the franchisees, and I think it has a lot to do with expectations initially and helping franchisees understand. And I have a line, I say, you know, contrary to popular belief, franchising is not turnkey. I don't like that term because it creates this expectation that, oh, I'm just going to go and sit in my store or shop or run my business without having to bring business in. Marketing is, you know, building business is a really key area that the franchise business coach can help guide and coach, these franchisees on. And I believe a lot in there really needs to be a nice combination of, you know, whatever the corporate side is doing. Like the franchisor does have a responsibility for sure, you know, to drive the brand, keep it innovative, drive, you know, customers or clients to the franchisee, but the franchisee is half of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
They need to take ownership. And where I see things go wrong is when I'm going to go back to what I said before about systemizing. You know, I hear franchisors say, you know, we're giving them the tools. I don't know why they're not using them. And I go, well, what is the person, like, what are you trying to get them to do? Well, I'm trying to get them to go to five local businesses, you know, to talk to people and whatever, you know, drum up business. And I say, well, what's that franchisee like? And we find out that that franchisee is actually a little bit on the shy side. And it's like, let's find out let's customize this. Like maybe they don't do it that way. Maybe they do it. They do their networking a different way. Maybe it's through LinkedIn. They reach out to people, or like they can do something that works for them. They're never going to do it if it's not a fit.
So yeah. And if they are bad at it, they're really never going to do it because if you're bad at something, you're not going to do it, you know?
Yeah. Right. And there's so many ways that you can build business. And I don't know if you remember this story, like my dad back in the day with M&M Food Market, they would burn fatty bacon ends on the barbecue. And I know you're thinking, oh, create smell. Well, that was only half the equation. They would burn them to the point there was smoke coming out. And so cars would drive by, people would stop and go, hey, you know, your barbecue's on fire. And my dad would say, well, actually, we actually did it on purpose because we just wanted to get you to come into the store. Right. So my point is, like, there's so many creative ways that you can build business. You know, you need to have some level of structure where, and of course, you know, I'm a big fan of, you know, social media, of course, you know, Facebook marketing is one of the best ways, I think, to have that base, but then complement it with these, you know, a franchise business coach can brainstorm with a franchisee, like, let's talk about some creative ways that you can build business that work for you, that you're comfortable with, and that will probably be more effective.
And is there part of the business coach that's literally taking what works in one city, I'm going to take that to the next city and share that with that franchisee and say, you know, this type of marketing seems to be working over here. Let's try it with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, ultimately, I think every franchisor should have a resource that they've created. And I love the idea of having the franchisees collaborate to create the resource. And this is something that I help people with, and create this resource so that you have all the different, we had this back at M&M Food Market. So we actually had a resource called Behind and Beyond the Counter, because we have a sales counter in our stores. So behind the counter, what can you do to build business in your actual business, but what can you go out into the community and do? And that could include, you know, anything you do in marketing. So any marketing strategy. So give the franchisees like a book of options, and then they can pick what works for them. But it all comes from what works in the different markets. Sometimes it will translate and work in the other markets, and sometimes it won't. But absolutely, that's the beauty of a franchise, is that you can learn things and then translate that to other markets. So absolutely, the business coach should be helping, you know, transfer those things that have been learned.
And if it's all technology and you're saying, here's this marketing program, I don't care if it's social or email marketing or whatever, if it's all technology based and you're telling the franchisee, okay, you need to have your head in this software for X number of hours per day, that really works against what you're saying about getting out from behind the counter and getting out in front of people and talking to customers and networking.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, what happens is when people don't do that, it doesn't help us spread the word that franchising is actually local business, right?
Yeah.
I'll put that a different way. You know, it's as a franchisee, we have an opportunity to be a local, you know, to show that, hey, this is a local business. You know, if you support me, you know, you're supporting a local owner. Your money is going back into the local economy. So when we get out into the community by doing whatever that is, events, you know, connect collaborative partnerships with other complementary businesses,
charity events, charity, giving back kind of things. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. When you do that, you're showing your face as a local owner. And so absolutely the franchise business coach can guide on, you know, ways to do that. And I really think the franchise business coach can really help them by having work through this with the franchisee and create a clear action plan. Like go to, you know, I would do one charity event per month, you know, or I would do, make sure you talk to three local business owners per week or per month or whatever that is. And then hold them accountable to that, like have weekly steps and then have an accountability plan and system in place that you can help them make sure that they meet their goals.
and get it to the point where when they find what's working in their marketplace, now you're going to have to, you can't even hold them back, you know, because if they, if they find what works, they're just going to do it. So,
yeah. And you ideally want to get them focused on just not chasing shiny objects, because that happens a lot. So you want to kind of, I love the idea of trying to have three tactics and then follow up, track it, like you say, figure out what works and then stick to what works until it doesn't work anymore and then change it.
I like that number three, because if you start getting past that, it starts getting really, like you said, it's a shiny object or it's distraction, and you're not following up on the other two. So that's I think that's a really good number. We're going to come back in just a minute with some contact information for some more questions for Angela. But first, a quick note that today's episode has been brought to you by Franchise Soft, your all-in-one franchise management software, complete with a franchise development CRM and virtual brochure. Find out more today at franchisesoft.com. Franchise Soft, nothing hard about it. All right, Angela Cote, I think we need to come back and talk a little bit more on a future date about some more marketing and some other activities out in the field with some business coaches. Are you game for that?
I would love that. We can do part two.
All right, let's do it. So until then, here's to a great 2019. And if our listeners have some more questions for you, or they want to connect with you or Cultivate Advisors, where can we send them?
I would love to get an email from them, Angela@cultivateadvisors.com. And I always am all over social media. So if they can look for me on LinkedIn or Facebook, any of that, that would be great as well. I'd love to have the opportunity to connect and hear what I can help with.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us today, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week, and good night.